This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Navy responds after two foreign oil tankers carrying what the Pentagon refers to as Japan-related cargo were involved in a suspected attack off the coast of Iran. The Navy destroyer, the USS Bainbridge, receiving two separate distress calls and is now assisting crews from both of those vessels. In an interview last night with ABC News, President Trump says he would probably listen if a foreign government offered him, quote, dirt on a political opponent. He tweets today that he meets and talks with members of foreign governments all the time, and it's ridiculous to suggest he'd contact the FBI about all of the meetings. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer blasting the president on the Senate floor.
This is the president who says, Russia, come help. That doesn't prove collusion, but it sure proves that he doesn't mind foreign powers interfering with an election.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. I needed to take a minute just to brag on our almost 200 amazing employees. In 2009, we changed our tagline to, we can grow any business in any industry at any time. The world trusted us and helped us become a five-time Inc. 5000 honoree. Our 200 employees have done two major things at the same time. We manage 1,800 money-making websites and over 260 e-commerce sites for our client partners across the globe. 34% of Americans visited one of these assets last year. But at the same time, these amazing employees have stopped their life every single week and recorded videos and podcasts of exactly how we grow these digital assets. If you're looking to figure out how we do it, just go to door number one. It's free. You can study thousands of hours of material on how to grow your business. If you have money but no time, go to door number two. It's a bit pricey, but our managed services are absolutely incredible. You got to check out IncomeStore.com. Our 200 employees are absolutely amazing.
U.S. House Oversight Committee members voting to hold Attorney General Bill Barr and Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross in contempt of Congress after they refused to comply with subpoenas related to adding a citizenship question to the 2020 census. Ross says of it,
the idea that somehow this committee should have more power than the Supreme Court, more power than the executive branch, and more power than both combined, kind of rewrites the Constitution and the separation of powers.
Dems say the administration must be trying to hide something. Police in the Dominican Republic say the gunman who shot David Ortiz is in custody and that he's just one of several people who were offered about $8,000 to arrange for the killing of the former Red Sox superstar. Ortiz ambushed at a bar in his hometown of Santo Domingo on Sunday night. He's been flown back to Boston for medical treatment and is expected to recover. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A violent protest breaks out in Memphis, Tennessee after a wanted man is shot and killed by U.S. Marshals when he threatens law enforcement officers with a weapon. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation says the shooting happened at 7 last night local time. U.S. Marshals had seen the suspect with multiple warrants getting into a vehicle, and when they tried to stop him, he rammed his vehicle into the squad cars. They shot the suspect when he reportedly came out of his vehicle with a weapon in his hand. The reports are after the shooting, an unruly crowd began to protest, and at least 24 officers were injured when the protesters started throwing bricks, rocks, and bottles at them. At least 6 officers were taken to a hospital because of it. The son of a sheriff's deputy accused of burning down 3 African-American churches in Louisiana is being indicted on federal hate crime charges. Federal prosecutors say 21-year-old Holden Matthews faces 3 counts of intentional damage to religious property. The indictment says the fires were set because of the religious nature of the buildings and not because of race. Holden is accused of setting fires to three churches earlier this year and already pled not guilty to state charges in the case. And the St. Louis Blues and their fans are celebrating their first Stanley Cup championship, beating the Bruins of Boston 4-1 in Game 7 last night in Boston. And remember, we're online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, congratulations to the St. Louis Blues. I'm claiming their first Stanley Cup, ending a 52-year wait. The fans are going nuts. Their big win in the series, 4-1, and they end up winning the series 4-3. What a contest! So congratulations to all the fans there in St. Louis and around the neighborhood there as they continue to celebrate and have a great time. We've got Ron Kitchens with us. He's written a book called Uniquely You, Transform Your Organization by Becoming the Leader Only You Can Be. Ron, welcome to the show. How are you?
I am awesome, Bill. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. And, you know, and I love your response here. You know, for somebody that was destined to just to be lucky to be either a burger flipper or a furniture mover, you've come a long way from that high school guidance counselor that had you on a ne'er-do-well sort of trajectory.
I in fact, did. You know, as you know, I my mother is 15 years older than I am, and my father's 16, and neither one of them finished the eighth grade. And my father was killed when he was 18, because he simply couldn't read the sign. He was illiterate. That said, don't do this.
Yeah.
And it cost him his life at work. And you know, that was the future that was in front of me. And because a lot of great mentors, men and women, kind of picked me up and helped me mature my gifts that I'm here today.
Well, and when you talk about your mom, I mean, your mom, for all intent and purpose, I mean, impoverished, single mom, and as if that's not enough, you're dealing with dyslexia.
Yeah,
I mean, all odds were against you, Ron.
Yeah, and you know, it was my father had the same form of dyslexia and never learned to read. I got very lucky that my dyslexia did not get diagnosed till I was in college and couldn't pass. I had taken freshman English 4 times. Because you had to take a spelling test, which is kind of a dumb thing in college, but you had to take a spelling test to get out, and I can't spell because of the way my dyslexia works. If you tell me a word and make me spell it immediately, my mind doesn't work that way.
It just kind of puts it in tilt, huh?
Yeah. Graduate student said, you know what, there's something not right here. Let's figure this out. And it absolutely empowered me to understand dyslexia for me is a gift.
Right.
But it's the old Einstein saying, if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it'll spend its whole life believing it's a failure.
Right.
And that's where I was, and that's where I was destined to be.
And how liberating for you, but it took that moment in college to kind of straighten out, and then you get to kind of reconcile everything that you've gone through previously, and you start benefiting from those experiences, good and bad, right?
Absolutely, and it makes you then recalculate your perception of, oh, now I know, isn't that I'm a failure? Because I would, you know, as a young kid, you have spelling tests in, you know, second, third, fourth, fifth grade. And every kid, you know, you get all the answers right. Yeah, you get a piece of candy. I never got a piece of candy. I never got rewarded. And the teachers just assumed, well, you're that smelly kid whose mom never comes to the, you know, to the parent-teacher meetings, who's never dressed appropriately, who, you know, I went to 13 different schools before the sixth grade.
Oh, wow.
So you just get pigeonholed. Mm-hmm. And then once you realize that, you know, here's what was really going on, that all of a sudden you have an appreciation for those things and how they formed you.
Exactly.
But it also gives you responsibility, once you realize it, to change the world for those that that are in the same situation you were in.
Yeah, it definitely gives you a sense of passion and motivation, to say the least. Because, you know, for you, you know, in your life, as you say, thank God. But for God and the people that he brought into your life, where would Ron Kitchens be today?
Yeah, so, you know, I know that I have, you know, I have relatives on my father's side, you know, who, you know, have got kids on you know, death row or in prison for the rest of their life, because that was the environment that I would have grown up in.
Yeah.
That's the environment, you know, for us, you know, payday was the third of the month, because that's when the government check came. Mm-hmm. And you become dependent on that. And without, you know, and I'm a person of faith, without, you know, God putting these people in my life who either pulled me out of the fire or help me change my direction, or help me understand that my behaviors were inhibiting my opportunities.
Mm.
You know, I probably wouldn't be on death row, but I probably would. Well, I had a mentor who I didn't know well, who grabbed me by the collar and said, let me predict your future. You're going to drop out of college because you can't afford to go. You're going to get some local girl pregnant. And 10 years from now, you're going to be the most popular guy on the assembly line at the fact that the fan factory on the edge of town, which then disappeared a few years after that.
Right.
And I can't say that he was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know.
But at that moment, as you're hearing, that though, Ron, what are you thinking? You know, I mean, here it is. I mean, you're not married, but he's already predicting that you're going to be married. You're going to have kids. You're going to be working on a factory line. But, you know, people are going to like you. But still, I mean, in terms of what he said, and maybe deep in your heart, and what you dreamed about, and maybe what woke you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, what kind of ambition or vision for your life did you have that could have been in conflict with what he was saying over you?
Yeah, so I was that immature kid who thought, who wasn't thinking any farther than I was going to go to college and play college football.
Mm.
And then the first week of college football, my knee gets completely blown away.
Ouch.
And I'm never going to play college football again.
Mm.
And so I didn't really have a plan. And so he was not wrong. Mm. And he became a lifelong mentor for me. But when I heard it then, you know, to me, it was a gift. And I recognize that because my mother, as I said, is 15 years older than I am.
Mm-hmm.
So we have as much a sibling relationship as a parent-child.
Right, right.
So when adults who seemed to care about me would cast into me, I was very accepting, because I was constantly hungry for that, for somebody to care, to feel like somebody gave a darn about me. And so, you know, I was lucky. God put him in my life and then put me in a position that I could hear the message.
So here it is. You blow out your knee. You think you're going to play football through college. Blow out your knee right off the bat. And so now it's you and your mentor, right?
Yep. And, so, uh, and they I got very lucky that they pulled me aside, and he and a group of men said, you know, if you'll go to college every semester, take at least one class during breaks, if you'll do that to move yourself forward, we'll help you start in business. And so at 19 years old, I bought my first convenience store, and I ended up building out a small chain of stores and a wholesale.
Hey, Ron, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. Uniquely You, Ron Kitchens is with us. Stay with us for more.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code, SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home where the streets are golden. Every chain is broken. Oh, I wanna go. Oh, I wanna go home.
Bill Martinez, live.
You know, the silly thing about it all is no matter how much they're exposed, They just keep on trying. That's why you got to continue to hold, you know, keep them honest, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I got to read this author's notes to you. This is from Ron Kitchen's book. Over the past 35 years as a business person, elected official, philanthropist, economic developer, organizational consultant, I've had the privilege of working with some of the most amazing women and men in America. This book is dedicated to them with gratitude for the lessons they taught me. I share these lessons with you to help you lift up future leaders, especially the next generation, who I believe will be the greatest generation our planet has ever seen. Millennials, this one's for you. Ron, I'm happy to hear you talk about the millennials, because I feel the same way that you do. They are such a composite of all that we've learned. I mean, we just celebrated 75 years of D-Day anniversary and looked at what has been recognized as America's greatest generation, those that fought in World War II. But I am very optimistic, like you are, is that the best is yet to come. And I think the millennials are going to be able to discern, you know, from our history, should they pursue the truth of history correctly. I believe that they're going to be able to discern, and things are going to be a lot better because of, you know, what their parents and grandparents experienced, what they can look over their shoulder. I mean, because it's not like they're creating something new altogether, right?
That's right. They're really building on the shoulders of giants. You know, the 75th anniversary of D-Day, these are the men and women that really saved democracy globally. Without those folks, I can't imagine what a world looks like, what America looks like, if those men and women don't save democracy and save individual freedoms.
Exactly.
But now we have a time of mistrust, of denials, of really people have lost their value proposition. They don't understand what's important. Millennials are hardworking. They're the hardest working generation since those men and women that came back from World War II. They put in more hours at work. They care more about what they care about. And these are people that care about business. They care about the environment. They care about family. I just think we're going to see incredible things out of them. But what they don't, what they lack is good mentors. And they have access to all the information in the world.
Mm-hmm.
More access,
yes,
than you and I ever could imagine existed. But they don't have mentors to help them discern that. And
exactly.
That's what it's up to us, those generations that came before them, is to serve as mentors to help them discern that information so that they can then use their energy, knowledge, capacity to go make really the world a better place.
Yeah. Do you think that's part of the reason that there's such an interest or an intrigue about socialism coming from millennials? Yeah, certainly it's been argued they've been indoctrinated on the college campuses, which, you know, I could see that in part happening. But I think the other part that you're talking about, you know, they're missing out on mentors that can come alongside of them and really give them that, you know, traditional history that is so vital.
Yeah, you know, I think you're right. But I think the reason socialism is so appealing is the financial collapse of a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
Business people, in some cases, rightly so, business people have become vilified.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't believe, as I believe, that the greatest force for change is a job, and only jobs can be created by business, only real jobs are created by business, then if you don't believe that business is a safe place anymore, then the counter to that, the other side of the coin, is socialism.
Exactly.
So yeah. What we've got to do is reposition and help them understand that it is great to change the world. I believe in philanthropy. I believe, you know, I grew up a beneficiary of that Christmas basket showing up from a church we didn't attend, from men I didn't know, who saved our family when we were hungry. Mm. I know the value of that, but I know that only happens if they have good jobs that do that, and only business creates those jobs. We've got to show that continuum, not just keep saying, well, that thing's wrong. Well, who are the heroes then?
Exactly.
Everyone needs a hero in their story.
And Ron, some of that stuff in terms of saying what was wrong is that you have to discern, you know, the social engineering that took place by the government. If the government, I still maintain, if the government would have stepped away and let businesses realize the consequence of their choices and their decisions, and if they blew up the companies, if they had to go down, look, America is strong enough, it's got enough ingenuity and productivity that it would have healed itself. But instead, you know, the government came in, I believe, and blocked it up. And I think that is kind of compromising the proper perspective on what happened with the economic collapse. It wasn't a failure of capitalism as much as it was a failure of leadership.
Oh, absolutely. You're 100% right. It was a failure of leadership. It was greed being manipulated. You know, the housing crisis was created in large part because the federal government kept saying, we want weaker and weaker loans because we want to encourage home ownership for those that financially could not afford it.
And I mean, listen to that premise right there. You know, and that's exactly it. We want everybody to own a home, they can't afford it. So what did you think was going to happen?
Yeah. There's only one outcome that can happen.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, the greed in the market figured a way to multiply the disaster of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't everyone. But the fact that everybody got painted by the same brush, because, you know, when we look, there weren't a lot of losers on the business side.
Right.
Well, you know, because the government propped them up.
Yeah. Well, the government, the people, the taxpayers. I mean, they got their fingers into the treasury of the taxpayers that are already looking at $22 trillion in debt right now. Ron, we only got a couple. I got to have you back because, you know, you and I can talk a lot, and I've got a lot more questions to ask. But I'm particularly impressed by the pronouncement of the title of your book, Uniquely You. I, like you, I appreciate the productivity of every human being. I think that we all have genius in us. And given the right conditions, you know, and the right, you know, team working alongside, boy, we can do extraordinary things. And I think this is the opportunity that lies ahead for this next generation, don't you think?
I do. But we've got to quit, you know, this Instagram of the world to where everybody looks at somebody else's highlighted, doctored photo and thinks, well, that must be what success is.
Right.
So that's what I've got to manipulate my life to be. That's how other people are going to judge me. That's a route to failure and misery. And, you know, I'm not a psychologist, a psychiatrist. I'm not a doctor. But I can tell you, I work with a lot of leaders. And the depression and the anxiety that's just exploding in our country right now is caused in large part by people who are unhappy because they're trying to be copies of other people that's not who they are.
Well, according
to, they can't embrace their own life.
Exactly. And according to a U.S. labor study, the last one that I read in talking about happiness amongst workers in America, we probably got 1 in 10 that can say they're happy to some degree.
Yep.
So 9 out of 10 are what I call round pegs and square holes. They're just, they don't fit. There's just not a match there, as you were saying earlier.
Yep. And the book is written about people to embrace your unique life, and we kind of take people through the steps of go be great at who you were imprinted to be. Don't try to be the next, you know, Kim Kardashian or Justin Bieber, because they have billions of followers.
Right, exactly. Well, and as you say, we're wired this way. If we're wired that way, then, you know, the tracks are already there. We just have to get on them, don't we?
Yep, absolutely. You just have to embrace who you are, not who somebody else wishes you were.
Okay, you and I got a date. You're coming back, okay? We got to find another time. I'd love to have you back on because we need to talk more about Uniquely You. Transform your organization by becoming the leader only you can be. And it's Ron Kitchens on Bill Martinez Live. Ron, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
You take care. God bless. All right, bye.
Bye.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump raising more than a few eyebrows in an interview that aired last night in which he said he'd accept dirt on political foes if it was offered by a foreign government.
It's not an interference. They have information. I think I'd take it.
That from the ABC News interview, California Senator and Democratic presidential hopeful Kamala Harris reacts.
He is yet again open to the idea of working with foreign governments to undermine the integrity of our election system. It's outrageous, and it tells me the guy just doesn't understand the job and can't do it very well.
Dozens of officers injured during a protest in Memphis last night after law enforcement killed a man who was wanted on multiple warrants. When they tried to stop him, he rammed his vehicle into squad cars and then got out of his with a weapon. After they killed him, a crowd gathered to protest the shooting and things turned violent. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Back with you, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Brian Bisong is going to be joining us in just a moment. We're going to talk about a book that he just completed, Editing Faith and Reason, Philosophers Explain Their Turn to Catholicism. Brian is an assistant professor of philosophy at Ohio Dominican University, earned his B.A. in philosophy from Calvin College, and converted to Catholicism while working toward a Ph.D. in philosophy at Purdue University. Brian, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. Your jacket cover poses the question, too smart to believe in God? Well, the philosophers in this book are too smart not to, and their finely honed reasoning skills and advanced educations are on display as they explain their reason for believing in Christianity and entering the Roman Catholic Church. You know, it was kind of amazing about the discovery of truth and the road that it takes you on, but it always seems to end up in the right place, doesn't it?
You know, I think optimistically, we always like to hope that it leads to the right place. Mm-hmm. I think.
Well, when I say right place, I'm talking the righteous place, okay? As defined by the Bible, that's what I'm talking about. Not the right place is determined by man, but
that's right.
By God.
I think when reason's properly applied, it leads to truth. And you know, our philosophers are philosophers as a group are trained to be highly sensitive to truth and to adequate and sufficient reasons, and so I think that they provide excellent examples, the contributors to our volume, of reason properly applied.
And we need to embrace that more than ever in today's culture. I think one of the reasons that we find ourselves culturally chaotic is because we've abandoned truth. It's like opinion rules these days. You know, forget about due process. You know, it's just whoever's got the bigger microphone and more volume, you know, then they seem to be winning the argument. Sadly, because it is at the next generation's expense, not to mention the current one, because we're wasting a lot of time, you know, fighting for really rather hollow, and I don't mean hollow like holy, but empty promises.
Right. You know, I've heard our contemporary society described as a post-truth society, not so wide of the mark, at least in terms of popular conceptions, what's important. You know, you're right that truth no longer matters. I think we've become too highly politicized and polarized so that truth claims are not taken very seriously.
Mm-hmm. Well, Brian, I've said often on this show that to me it's somewhat like gravity. We know the law of gravity. You know, you fall off the roof, hit the ground, it hurts. And maybe that's what we're having to go, is we just have to have more people fall off the roof to realize that there's certain laws that are codified, you know, by God, and when violated, there are some hurtful consequences.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's one hopes that not too many people have to fall off the roof before, you know, the lemmings stop following. But,
yeah.
You know, you're right.
We've been doing this for decades, though, Brian.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating because as a man of faith myself, I sit there and go, What is this going to take? You know, because, you know, I don't think of it so much about myself as much as it is about, you know, the other people, you know, and others. And I want people around me who are pursuing the truth as passionately as I am, because, you know, this is where, you know, families can change, you know, cities can change, nations can change, because we're dealing with the truth and not a bunch of empty philosophies.
Yeah, that's right. As someone with young kids, I do hope our society changes and truth becomes respectable again.
So for you and your co-author, co-editor, Jonathan Fuqua, to come up with these 12 philosophers, this must have been a fun project for you two.
Absolutely. You know, I think Jonathan and I both converted in relative isolation from stories like this,
mm-hmm.
and it was only after our conversion that we were exposed to kind of the streams where these stories get circulated. You know, once Catholic philosophers sort of know each other, then you hear more of these stories. But as Protestant philosophers, we might have known one or two, but weren't exposed to the full gamut. And so at post-conversion, we realized how many of these stories are out there,
right,
and
exactly.
How much they need to be more widely publicized.
Well, that was my impression as well as I was going through this. I'm going, whoa, this is, you know, this is quite a testimony, because I can tell you for myself, I was raised Catholic and beat into submission by some well-meaning nuns, I would say. I love them dearly. I am so grateful for the education that I had, because I was attending Catholic school at a time when at least 90% of the teachers were nuns. And so, you know, classroom sizes of 50, 55 kids, nothing for them. You know, and only in contrast, you know, I have some dear friends that have been teachers, and I don't say this disrespectfully, but, you know, you hear the cry from today's public classroom saying, you know, I got 25 kids in the room, and this is way too much, you know, and all this stuff. And I think, gosh, you know, the nuns that I was raised under, you know, 50-some kids, you know, they made that work, you know,
Right.
Very effectively. But anyway, all that to say that my background was in Catholicism, and then I went on a truth journey. When there were some changes in the Catholic Church after Ecumenical Council or Vatican II. And I thought, wow, you know, where's God in this? Because I really felt like maybe, you know, God wasn't in the Catholic Church. And So I went to Bible college, eventually, but it took me a while because I was studying all these different, in my search for God, you know, people say, when are you going to read the Bible? I said, I'm into the Zen of Motorcycle Maintenance, if you remember that book.
Right.
You know, so I'm like studying all these different philosophies going, okay, where's God? And then, you know, with each experience, I'd run into, you know, these brick walls going, oh, not here either. Let's go for another book. And eventually for me as a Catholic, it was, the book of Romans from the Bible. And I said, wow, you know, I want to be there with Martin Luther. I want to be holding the nail at the Wittenberg door.
Yeah.
So, but, here I am, you know, going through the journey and, you know, reconnected, you know, with Catholicism myself. So it's encouraging to read, you know, these stories of these, you know, philosophers, brilliant men. That went through their journey and, you know, and came to Catholicism.
Right. Well, and the story that you tell about your own life, I think is repeated in the lives of so many people, especially, you know, like my father was a baby boomer Catholic, mm-hmm. Left the faith, when he got married. So I was raised as a Protestant, in love with the Book of Romans, very enthusiastic about the so-called Reformed tradition of Protestant thought, went to Calvin College, a college whose namesake is John Calvin.
Right.
This was a very similar journey, at least the touchstones are very similar in my own story. But as one takes seriously these claims, I think working through them and seeing the comparative claims of the Catholic Church, they become more and more compelling, the Catholic claims. Mm-hmm. I think many people were set adrift, but one hopes that the wind blows towards Rome in the lives of many people.
Well, that seems to be the case. I mean, the Catholic Church today, you have a lot of people coming back to the Catholic Church in spite of, you know, some of the mistakes it's made along the way. I think an opportunity is in front of it to really seriously deal with some of those issues in the past, you know, to be examples of, forgiveness and forgivers, and to be vulnerable in dealing with some of these problems they had in the past. And, we saw on television, Fox News contributor, Father John, Morris, Father Morris, anyway, he decided to leave, not the Catholic Church, but, to leave his commission as a priest. And, you know, and it's, I could tell it's with very conflicted emotions and some of the issues that he's dealing with. I mean, he sees himself as having a family. And I think those in the modern era, and maybe something that needs to be addressed here, and that is allowing priests to be married. But that's another conversation. But we've got more from Brian after this. Stay with us.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area as your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect, makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you
do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
About liberty, I mean, really, when it all comes down to it, it's why Jesus came, to set us free. And that's the question. You know, are you free today? Are you walking in the liberty that Jesus shed his blood for? Well, I'll tell you, that is a question you can ponder, and it will challenge and stop you in your tracks real quick. Brian Bisong, by the way, is with us. He continues, the assistant professor of philosophy at Ohio Dominican University. And the book we're talking about is Faith and Reason. Philosophers Explain Their Turn to Catholicism. Brian, let's get into the meat and potatoes of your book. As I started to mention, and we started to discuss, as you and Jonathan coming together to pick these philosophers, I'm sure there's probably some that got edited out because it's hard to pick. I mean, 12, but I mean, this could be voluminous if you kept on going to talk about all the different, philosophers, heavy thinkers that decided that Catholicism was the way to go.
Right. It was tough to make the call for the contributors that we invited. One of the selection criteria that we had was people who were genuinely Catholic, whose conversion was deep. Mm-hmm. Jonathan and I both knew of individuals who converted, in our view, partially. That is, they embraced part of the Catholic faith, but added to it or subtracted from it some bit of contemporary philosophy or ideology. Mm-hmm. There's a lot in the United States that is out of kilter with what the Catholic faith teaches. And so just like ordinary lay people, philosophers who have converted sometimes mix the Catholic faith with non-Catholic elements. Mm-hmm. But the contributors that we invited, one of the important criteria for us was that, as far as we could tell, their conversion ran as deep as it goes. And that helped narrow in, but that said, even with that selection criterion, we really could have maybe or can still create several other volumes, because after the author list was assembled, we ran into people who said, you know, so-and-so is a convert too, and or I'm a convert. That sounds like a great book idea. I wish I would have read that as I was converting. So it's true, this could have been voluminous, and maybe, you know, depending on interest, we can create new volumes. But the people who we've assembled here are excellent representatives of philosophers who've converted.
Well, and that's the thing that's so cool, that once you do something like this, as you say, you got other people going, hey, how about this person? Why don't you consider this one? And hey, how about me? You know, kind of thing. So that's very cool. So the first one is Edward, is it Fieser? Edward Fieser?
I think his name is pronounced Fieser.
Fieser, okay, all right. Okay, so, you know, give us a quick outline. We got about 8 minutes here to cover, maybe we might be able to cover 4 or 5, okay?
Sure. So Ed Fieser's story is a great story. We put him first. He's a major Thomist at this period. He's published a lot of books and a lot of articles. He's a pop favorite among Thomists, Catholic Thomists, as well as many Protestants. He's got sort of a cult following. But Ed Fieser's story is really interesting because I think it profiles just how philosophers think. The gist of his story is that as a professor, he always liked to teach classes in an entertaining style, a debate for his students. So he'd try to ramp up the arguments on both sides of the debate as energetically as he could to make it interesting for his students, to feel the grip of both sides, and then, you know, in some sense, decide for themselves what's the stronger argument. But he found, as he was teaching, that his arguments favoring the reality of God tended to be pretty pale, pretty thin, reflecting his own background atheism. And just as a teacher, he felt that that was inadequate, that he needed to bolster the arguments for God's existence. And so what he ended up doing was trying to uncover what had made very serious intellectuals of the past take God seriously, in particular in Thomas Aquinas. And so the sort of thin objections that had initially made him feel compelled to reject Aquinas' arguments, he ended up finding were in fact quite thin, and looking through Aquinas' arguments especially made him see over time that the arguments for God's existence were much more compelling. So just as a teacher and as a philosopher, trying to do a better job teaching why people would think God actually exists ended up at least converting him to theism. In addition to his ordinary introduction to philosophy classes, he was also teaching world religion classes. And so, you know, being exposed to and thinking through the arguments for all of these world religions helped him figure out why, say, Eastern religions, which tend to have a distorted view of the person, or other religions have fatal flaws. And so, you know, narrowing in to the Christian faith, which he found the most compelling, it was Catholicism in particular that he felt like had the most persuasive arguments and coherent overall position. And so he ended up in the Catholic faith. He had been born in it, but had lost it through philosophical arguments.
Right. And then he finds out there some of those arguments were a bit thin. Well, he's being honest with himself, and that's good.
Exactly.
He was able to, you know, to come to that conclusion and find himself, you know, converting to Catholicism. You know, it's amazing as you read his story. Boy, there's some things, and don't you find it ironic that people end up teaching the very thing they themselves need to learn the most?
Well, as a teacher, I hope I'm not doing that so much. But,
well, I find myself, I find myself in situations where God says, oh, look, I want you to do a prayer class. And I go, okay, well, prayer class. And as you go through and you do this, it's like, oh my God, you know, there's so much more to learn. And of course, it's I love the interaction with the students, because the students are involved and they're adding to the dimension of the topic that you didn't think was there. All right, let's take a look at another philosopher. We mentioned you and I off air, Peter Kreef, Dr. Peter Kreef, his story.
That's right. Yeah, Peter Kreef's story is wonderful.
Is it Kreef or Kreef? He's so kind, he never corrects me. And when I ask the publisher, I go, is it Kreef or Kreef? And, so they have the same mystery as well. So maybe the next time I have the professor on, I get, please correct me clearly. What is it?
Well, I could be wrong. I think I've heard Kreef, but, potato, potato.
Okay.
His story is quite compelling too. And I feel a particular camaraderie with Dr. Kreef, because he and I both attended the same undergraduate institution, Calvin College. And so, both being philosophers coming out of Calvin College, there's some shared associations. But his story is very interesting. He began looking more and more at the traditions of the Calvinistic faith, as you might call it, and he began to feel more and more uneasy about their cogency. And looking at, in the sort of history of theology classes, looking at the comparison, he began to find the Catholic faith more and more compelling. But he was very concerned about the justification of the tradition of Protestantism, like what it was grounded in. Mm-hmm. Looking at what history tells us about the Catholic faith versus Protestantism. And so, thinking like a good philosopher, thinking about justification, he found the justification for Protestantism wanting. It wasn't until he left and left the Dutch Calvinist stronghold of Grand Rapids that he actually took the plunge and converted. And so it was in graduate school, like me, that he began to pursue Catholicism in earnest.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got a couple of minutes left. I want to talk about Robert Coons. Have you break that down, a Lutheran's path to Catholicism?
Yeah, so Robert Coons is a great philosopher. He's a very high-profile philosopher who's working in a range of areas, centrally metaphysics. And his story was one that had been a little bit more widely circulated because he had written something like a manuscript version of what shows up in our book many years ago, explaining from the perspective, he wrote it as a Lutheran, working through the ideas that were, I don't want to say haunting him, but making him very uneasy about the central concept of the Reformation, the so-called Reformation, namely justification. And so he believed that the issue of justification for a Christian was the core of the Protestant split.
Mm-hmm.
And in truth, it was. The early Protestants believed that that was the main issue about which the Reformation, so-called Reformation, needed to occur.
Mm-hmm.
As a Lutheran, he began to think more and more deeply about whether this issue of justification was appropriately handled by the early Protestants. And as he worked through some of the central figures and the scriptural support, among others, he found that these early reformers were quite off the mark. And so it's a very interesting essay because, as I say, it was initially written as a Lutheran working through these issues, but he ends up finding the Catholic view of justification much, much more compelling.
Well, in the proximity of Lutheranism and Catholicism, pretty close, all things considered, right?
True, yeah. That's right, except for issues like justification.
Except for that, yes, exactly. Brian Bisong has been with us. The book Faith and Reason, it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. Every
day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today.